Time to talk Mountain City Panther football with Coach Taylor Stanford. The Panthers got an opening win on the opening night, 46-14 over Princeton. Coach, have you played Princeton before? I think we talked about that last week. It's at least a rare opponent, if nothing else.
No, we have not played them before. They just dropped down to 8-man a few years ago,
okay.
So this was the first time we had played them.
Well, we talked about a pretty long bus ride, two and a half hours, but I guess the trip was well worth it. 46-14 was the final.
Absolutely. I thought our guys did a tremendous job just staying focused on the way over there. That's the nice thing now with, phones and everything. We had a scouting report printed out for them that they're looking at that, watching film on their phones the whole ride over there. So they got some good film time in there. I feel like that kind of got them locked in and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes those early season bus trips like that, they're kind of helpful to a team because instead of being home and running around for an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, getting this done and that done and whatever, doing nothing but concentrating on that game as long as we're on that bus.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 46-14, you've got a bunch of young football players. They must have played awfully well.
They did. We played extremely well. We were super aggressive. Our guys played with a lot of energy. And then one thing that I was really pleased with is we were super physical. Up front, tackling, just all across the board, we were really physical.
Mm-hmm. And you like to see that. And you don't have the biggest team in the league this year either, I see, weight-wise. But as long as you got kids that are decent size and 8-man football, you can get a lot done.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like these guys move pretty well. We can get our pulls there on the edge, get some of those defensive backs blocked in space. But then our running backs do a good job, kind of setting up those blocks for our linemen and creating some holes and hitting those holes hard.
Knowing your offensive philosophy, I suppose you threw the ball 50, 60 times last week, right?
Absolutely. actually, we threw the ball one time in the game, and it was incomplete.
Oh, goodness. Well, that stops the clock. That's not a good thing. So
I know. I want that clock running.
Well, I'm glad to see traditions don't change, Coach. We will come back. We'll talk about this week's matchup for Mountain City after this timeout.